We are here for the third round of Stanley Cup playoffs. It's Mitts and Twigs, and we're diving right in. Mitts and Twigs did not do so well.
What?
For our predictions.
Fake news.
I talked to you about this before Game 7 for Dallas, Seattle, because I was the only one after the other three series that we had a chance of getting right. And I told you, Twigs, that I was fully prepared to say that we were hacked. Somebody used really advanced AI to mimic Russia. Our voices and just, yeah. Ovi, probably.
Why would they do this to us?
Why would they do anything? Who knows?
I know we're big time, but still.
Yeah.
Why do you want to frame us? We all knew Vegas was going to win. Carolina was going to win. Yeah. Dallas was going to win. We all knew it. We knew. Yeah. And Florida. We knew Florida was going to upset Toronto. In
called it, we called it in October. We said, you know, I'm telling you right now, I got a feeling that Florida over Toronto in the second round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
They called us crazy.
Well, right after they traded away Jonathan Huberdeau, Mackenzie Weegar, first round pick, and Cole Schwind for just Matthew Tkachuk, we all knew it.
It was obvious.
We knew Brandon Montour was going to be one of the best defensemen in the league and the playoffs. We knew it. You guys just didn't listen.
It's an age old motivational technique to give away all of your draft capital. Just to empty the cupboards. Oldest trick in the book. It motivates the boys out there. I mean, come on. If you didn't see it coming, I mean, do you even watch hockey?
Yeah, or listen to us, because we've been telling you all year.
You can go back. I dare any of our listeners or anyone out there to go back and listen to all of our previous episodes. Like and subscribe, leave a comment, and tell me that I didn't call all of this.
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if they can't find it, Russia got to it. Not our fault.
Oh, boys. What a second round. Yeah.
Not only hockey, though. Storyline, like outside of the teams in it, it felt like there was like storyline after storyline after storyline. And I don't know about you. I don't know where you're going to take this, but I want to just throw one, like, just get it over with.
Yeah.
What the hell is happening in Arizona?
Business as usual?
No, like, so last night they had their vote on a privately funded arena. It's awesome. It's like, there's, I don't know how anybody wouldn't vote for it. And it got destroyed, slaughtered. Yeah. So we're like, kid, all the avenues in Arizona are done. Like, here, Houston, saddle up. You're getting your team. Maybe Quebec City. Maybe put another one in Ontario. Hey, let's maybe try Atlanta for the third time. You know, who knows?
I hear it's the charm.
Might work. So everybody's like getting ready to move them out. And the Arizona Coyotes put out this statement. During the 2023-24 season, the Arizona Coyotes will be playing at Mullet Arena. Shocker. In addition, we remain committed to Arizona and have already started re-engaging with local officials and sites to solidify a new permanent home in the Valley. We look forward to sharing more with you in coming weeks. Sincerely, Xavier. Is this all like window dressing, trying to sell out Mullet Arena, which they could barely do this year? Again, keep in mind, there's only like 4,600 seats. Is this window dressing, or should they just like let them die? The NHL also put something out similar.
Yeah. It's important to note that while there's only 4,600 seats, they're selling them for like $1,000 pop. So doesn't make sense. But I don't know. And I think more importantly, I don't care. I mean, how long? This is like your friend who just won't stop won't get over the breakup, and they keep going on and on about the person that they're still in love with, and they're going to find their way back someday. And you're like, bro, she's married. Move on. How many different ways can they understand the phrase no? If nothing else, I think this really highlights hockey's huge issue with consent. Because regardless of the fact that Phoenix and Arizona just keep saying no, and they do not want your team in there, Bill Daly and the gang just keep trying to shove it in there, no matter how many times they say no. And it's embarrassing. Like any idea that they might have had that they were trying to save face has been gone for a decade, right? Like I just, it baffles the mind. It's gone so far past insanity that they refuse to pull the team out of Phoenix. They pulled a team out of Quebec. They pulled teams out of Hartford. They pulled a team out of Winnipeg and put one back in. They pulled a team out of Atlanta twice. It's not something that they're against, but for some reason, somebody, Gary Bettman, has this insane rager of an obsession that hockey will work in Phoenix. And maybe it would have, but at this point, I think we can comfortably say no and move on.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, Ryan Pinder tweeted this out yesterday. He's on Flames Nation. He commented this on one of the tweets, and he said, basically, municipal bonds based on projected revenue could be a disaster, as well as the owners have a horrendous track record, which has been well documented. The city of Glendale didn't want to deal with them anymore. The city of Phoenix is suing them. The Coyotes counter lawsuit. It's a shit show. It's a shit show. So, like, I don't blame Tampa, like, residents being like, no. And also, a lot of people get, like, Tampa's getting a little bit of heat because why would you put up a privately funded thing to a vote? This is why. Like, this is why. The writing has been on the wall. Like, it's been there. And it's been clear. Yeah. It's, like, written with a permanent marker. Like, when you get fired from a job and you write, you suck on there. Never done it. Just saying. I imagine somebody has. And they just keep going to that well. And Gary is, I don't know what he's thinking he's going to dig out of there. I get it. The minor hockey's been successful. Matthew Nyes, Austin Matthews, Matthew Tkachuk is a product of there. Brady Tkachuk is a product. Like, they're getting players out of that valley. But the team, and that's alumni and a few other things, but the team just isn't successful. They 2012, is it 2012? They had that Western Conference run with Mike Smith when it was called Whiteout. They basically took the Winnipeg thing, right? I don't know. Yeah. Let it die. Go to Houston. That market's huge. Go to Quebec City. Go to Ontario. You will be a top three franchise. If you go to Ontario, you put another one in there, you will be a top three revenue streamed franchise like that overnight. Even Quebec City, probably top 10. I can't see why. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. The owners have a terrible rep. This multiple cities in the valley have now told them, hell no. And they're like, yeah, we're going to stay. Mullet Arena. We like it. It's tiny. It's cozy.
Yeah. It is the meme of the dog sipping his coffee in the house on fire saying, yeah, this is fine. And it's clearly not fine. Fun fact about the Toronto Maple Leafs is they have the ability to block any franchise coming into, like, basically Ontario. Look it up.
Why is that?
Because they're the straw stirring the drink. They are, they just had the audacity, the ability at some point to get that in there into the league, and it's baffling. It makes no sense, because you're 100% right. You could put two teams in Ontario, like Hamilton. You could put another one in the GTA. No problem. The population is there. The love of hockey is there. They would do just fine. Sure, they might be like a little like the Clippers or the Mets, but they're still making money. They're still fine.
They got it. They got the Senators for the Mets part already down. So, and look at how much that's selling for. Like, holy frick. Are you kidding me? It's crazy. Ryan Reynolds booted out. Sorry, bud. A little
Backed out.
disappointed.
Backed
Yeah, he
out.
kind
That's
of
just because
backed out.
he secretly has his eye on the Canucks.
Right. Okay. Anyways.
Get Snoop Dogg or Bruno Mars? Or no, sorry,
Definitely.
the weekend, not Bruno.
Who wins it? Like, I think Elliot Friedman said it's coming down to its final a little bit, and Ryan Reynolds is still, I think, the other bidding groups have been like, hey, we'll take you on too to be a part of it. It's gonna be fascinating to see how much that sells for, because there's all of a sudden, say, a couple other teams be like, look at that money we just made, or they just made, and we're a better franchise. Let's maybe right now is the right time.
My
Who
prediction
knows?
is that the NHL will find somebody who has nobody interesting or popular or famous in their ownership group. They'll probably even take a lower bid if they have to get it. And
Safe bid, yeah.
I'd say it's going to be a group of old white guys.
You know what? You're probably right.
Yeah,
You're probably
because
right.
if there's one thing the NHL hates. More than anything, it's people coming in with fresh and new ideas and perspectives.
Well, you bring Snoop Dogg in, that's about as fresh as it gets. I won't lie. Like that, and I'm
Yeah.
down for it. I want it. I think it'd be a wild, I think your pop culture would basically replicate the same thing when Toronto Raptors brought in Drake, right? Like that threw them through the roof. They were kind of like this. Drake came in, blew it up, championship. Again, a lot of other things happened in between that, but still very successful. Even The
Well, let's
Weeknd,
take
I don't know if The Weeknd's quite the same. I love The Weeknd, but Snoop is
Weekend feels
Snoop.
like a real tag along. And I mean, if nothing else, I don't know that the Weekend has the industry experience to really bring that kind of I know everybody, I'm connected, I'm, a
Yeah.
very wonderful performer. But let's talk about that just for a real quick second. Is that I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that think about that, and I think like, oh, it's such a joke. Like these aren't even real bids, Ryan Reynolds, Snoop Dogg, and it's they are real. I
They're
mean,
real bids.
the what is real about it, and the reason that celebrities are getting in on this is because they're realizing that A, they can make a lot of money, but B, they already have all the avenues set up to promote and to push the product. Similarly to like what Ryan Reynolds has done with all of the businesses that he's kind of purchased and made better, or at least more
Yeah,
successful.
the football club.
But you think Mint Mobile, Aviation Gin, the football club, there's a number of things. And a lot of times when he's built up the value of them, they sold them, but then he gets in the contract, he remains a spokesperson for it because he is a brand. And Snoop Dogg is a brand.
Oh, yeah.
He has the ability to kind of raise the global reputation and bring in more eyes and more attention to something. And Snoop said it perfectly. He said that you've got the best hockey player in the world in Connor McDavid, and like he's nowhere. He's barely in any commercials. Like lots of people don't know who he is unless you're hardcore. There's so many people, especially in like say the United States, where hockey is big, that wouldn't be able to pick him out of a lineup. And this is the best player in the world at the sport. It's a failing on the NHL's part. That's a failing on the owner's part. It's nice that it's being spoken about openly and by people that are interested in joining. But if there's one thing that we know about the NHL is that they hate people that love hockey and they refuse to let them be join the ownership. So
Yeah. What's crazy about the Snoop thing, and now I feel like we're just kind of rambling our thoughts here, but this is the coolest part
it's
of it
all we
is,
ever do.
remember First Take when they were talking about which team will in New York will win their chant like the championship the quickest, and they rattled off the baseball teams, the basketball teams, I think the MLS teams, and I think that's about it, and maybe and the football teams, and the host goes, the New York Rangers, and Stephen A. Smith goes, we don't talk hockey. all I know is the puck is black and that's it, right? He got killed online for that because it's a professional organization. You know what Snoop Dogg adds? When his name got leaked, automatically he's on First Take. He's on ESPN. He's pushing the sport. He's growing the sport to communities, like he said, that don't get that, right? That's enticing. That's exciting. Yep. And it's not even with like a big, well-known franchise. Like it's a good franchise, but it's not top cheese, right? Small market, yep. Canadian franchise. That's what it is. And it's on First Take. A sports network that does not even play hockey, anything. They don't cover games. They don't do anything like that. Like they don't review. They're talking about Snoop Dogg buying it. What do you think that does for the sport? Automatically, TV up, right? You're getting it out there. Snoop Dogg he's bold. He's in your face. He'll tell you what's up. He's an icon. Why would you not want that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you could have Murray Edwards, like Calgary, and he just like hides in Switzerland and whatever. Give me Snoop Dogg. I'll take Snoop Dogg. I'll take Ryan Reynolds too. Like that's exciting.
Oh man. Love me some Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, me too. He's freaking dreamy as shit. Sorry. We'll edit that out.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Make note. Cut this segment here.
Yeah.
Yeah, just every day after you're done adding some bass to my voice. Anyways, just one of the many changes.
Yeah,
that our interns have to put in. So there's still some hockey left to play this season.
Love it.
There are four teams left. As we stated, they're the four teams that we all picked at the start of the season.
Easy.
I think if I remember correctly, we said. The Florida Panthers are going to be, well, the first team to go from first to worst. We suggested that without goaltending, the Vegas Knights probably wouldn't even make the playoffs. To our credit, I think we suggested that Dallas might be good this year because they were bad last year, and that's how they go. Is they go?
Well, no, they were still good last. That series against Calgary last year was competitive. They were good, but we didn't. I don't know if we thought they. No, maybe we did think they were going to be this good.
I mean, with Ottinger coming back.
Ottinger. Yeah, I think we did.
We were hopeful. We thought we had them in the playoffs. So there is a cap to ourselves. And the Carolina Hurricanes. I mean, I think we thought they'd make the playoffs.
Oh,
but
yeah. Yeah, of course we did.
I mean, yeah. So I'm just going to call that a win.
We're two for four in the final. We're two for four.
Yeah,
we're good.
Yeah, totally. But here we are. We've got the upstart Florida Panthers, the team that everybody wrote off, that everybody thought was going to be well into their golf season by now. And they are looking fantastic. Like, they look great.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Matthew Tkachuk has found a whole other level. Yeah. I don't know what you guys were doing to him in Calgary to make him not play to this level there. Yeah. But wow. He is a difference maker. Mm-hmm. He is an entire force out there.
Yeah. Go on.
He plays in this amazing, he has this amazing way that he plays hockey, and that he's got a little bit of like the Brad Marchand, but never so much that he's that kind of distraction. He plays physical out there, so you have to keep an eye on him. You can't keep you got to keep your head up to see where he's at. He's so skillful. He's got great vision. He can snipe. He can skate. He's got
He can't skate. Don't, he can't skate. I was eating everything you were serving. He cannot skate. He is like the slowest guy out there. Does not look graceful.
He's methodical. He's methodical because his hockey IQ. He's thinking 17 moves ahead.
Oh, it's true. That's true. So, his hockey IQ is incredible. Let me tell you this. I have ordered 3 Matthew Tkachuk Florida Panthers jerseys. I've ordered the away, the home, and the reverse retro. They're coming. They're on their way. I am now a fan. He's incredible. He is incredible. Yeah. And imagine being Daryl Sutter and telling that guy, no, you're not going to be our captain. Imagine that. Imagine not wanting to give him the C. Imagine. Like, I'm sitting here about to lose my mind because he's everybody's like, and you know what? Calgary fans said this too. It was the bubble year. He got concussed basically, and everybody was like, you can't win with him. Can't win with him. Get him out of here. You can't win with him. And then he blew up last year. He had 115 points. No, 105 points. That's what it was. Johnny had 115. Not a big deal. Missed those days. Jesus.
I think, yeah, Johnny Hockey or Johnny Hubie? I think both. They both had pretty
they
good
both
years
did.
That year. Yeah.
They both did. Yeah. And they just they bridged him. They didn't want to give him the captaincy. And he was like, you know what? I'm out. And Mark Giordano told him after a game that you can't be that, like, you can't be that engaged every game and expect your team to, like, imagine that. Imagine your captain telling, and now you're watching Matthew Tkachuk do that every night. Imagine your captain telling one of your best players, being like, you can't be that, you got to pick your fights. You can't do it every night.
Yeah.
Give it to me every night. Give it to me.
Yeah, maybe Gio can't bring it every night, but
yeah, he's booted. He's booted. I love Gio, but give me Matthew Tkachuk. Give him to me.
Yeah, he's obviously not the only Panther having a great.
Oh,
great
Brandon Montour is incredible. Like, he is. They play a fun hockey, and mm-hmm. all these old teams. Like, I listened to the president, CEO, or whatever, of the Philadelphia Flyers today, and he goes, that old hockey's, it's not around, right? It's fast, it's aggressive, it's offensive, and then you'd be big at certain points, right? But it's not like the Broad Street Bully days. Those are over. Seattle last year, they were big, they were slow. What did they go do? They went and got Dylan Sprong, 20 goal fourth liner. They went and they stole Tolvanen from Nashville off waivers. They got faster. They got Bjorkstrand because Columbus didn't want him. He's fastest. Like, it's all about speed, right? The Colorado Avalanche showed it very easily last year. Speed, 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 speed. Vegas, their transition, speed. It's just, it kills. And it's working out. And all these final four teams have that. They got that little bit of grit. They got that little bit of, they got a lot of speed, and they got some average goaltending other than Dallas. Dallas has Jake Ottinger. Oh, I guess Sergei Bobrovsky too. I guess good goaltending, my bad.
I mean, Ottinger has a great reputation, but he did not have a great second round.
Great game seven. Great game
he was,
seven.
Yeah, he was big when it counted. Got pulled twice in the series before that. But we're big fans of Ottinger here. I'm not trying to drag him down, but hey, facts are facts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on the other side of the team of destiny is a team that you just can't deny. We've tried it. I don't get it, but they are immovable. They rolled your New Jersey Devils in the second round. Just rolled them.
That was never on that bandwagon. Not a big deal.
Don't you have a little Jeezy tattoo?
No, maybe.
Yeah, we won't show it on the podcast.
Not showing it. Family, yeah,
it's a family podcast.
Yeah, made for kids.
But man, the Hurricanes. As much as part of me wants to get caught up in the Florida Panthers experience, I'm not betting against the Hurricanes. I just can't. They're unstoppable right now.
So should we do our picks? Do you want to do our picks right now?
Let's do them.
All right, let's do them. I'll go first. I feel like we're on the opposite side of the coin here. I'm gonna take my boy. I've bet against him two rounds, mostly because of anger, hurt, more anger, sprinkled with a little bit more hurt. I'm gonna take the Florida Panthers. I'm gonna take them in seven. I can't imagine the series not going seven. It's got everything you want. I just think Sergei Bobrovsky is playing like the goaltender Florida wanted. I think Matthew Tkachuk, even though his second round wasn't as good as his first round, is still that dog. And Sam Bennett, another former Calgary Flame player, is insane in the playoffs. He just, we watched it for years in Calgary. That was never the problem. The playoffs were never the problem. It was regular season. Now he's got the regular season unlocked, and now the playoffs are even a bigger thing for him. And I think not Sergei Bobrovsky, Alexander Barkov is going to start really starting to roll here. And I'm excited for it. I think they match up really well. They're deep for some reason that you wouldn't think they're deep. But I'm taking Florida in seven.
The Florida's depth players are really, really stepping up at impactful times. So you really got to give a lot of credit to the coach for just.
Yeah, Paul Maurice has coached a hell of two really good rounds.
Yeah.
I hate him.
Yeah, he's done a great job. But yeah, I got to go with Canes. I had him in the first round. I feel like that was a no-brainer against the Isles. Sorry, Isles fans. I went against my better judgment and picked the Devils because I was really enjoying the Devils' run. And they were looking really fun and great, and I wanted them to win. Mm-hmm. And they didn't. And as I said, they didn't. They barely put up a fight. Well, I shouldn't say it like that because they definitely fought hard, but it was no, they didn't stand a chance against that team.
Wasn't close.
No. So I'm going to go Canes, and I'm going to go Canes in five.
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 My guy, the Florida Panthers just knocked off Boston and Toronto.
Yep.
You think they're going to get outed in five? They're only going to steal one game?
Yeah, I think that Florida has done a great job of eliminating the pretenders. There are no pretenders left in the East.
There's only two.
And
you're calling the Florida Panthers pretenders.
No, I just think that they've cleaned everything out, but now they're going to run into a real team. And I say this fully looking forward to eating my words, and especially all the things I said, you know, my previous two picks against them. But yeah, no, look, the Canes, the Hurricanes are just, they're on it. They're going to get it done. It is what it is. I can't put my finger on it. I don't know what they're doing that they're doing it so well. I can't believe that they're doing this without arguably three of their best players, at least from forward. But I mean, the reason that we started this whole darn podcast, basically, Jesperi Kotkaniemi's playing great. Their defense is playing great. They're just rolling goaltenders as they see fit. It's I don't know. I would love to be able to throw in on the Panthers, but I've picked against them twice. So third time is definitely the charm. So. Canes and five.
Canes and five. Dumbest pick ever,
lock,
but that's okay.
Lock it in. going over to the West.
Yes.
I mean, I think I'm having a moment. I'm having a senior moment. I'm sorry, guys.
Vegas, Dallas, baby.
No, yes. Of course, everybody knows Vegas, Dallas. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I won't roll with that. Because I was going to say, I think I've been riding Dallas the whole time, but I did pick them to lose against, I think, Minnesota in the first round, if
you
memory
did.
Serves.
But
that's fine. That's fine. It's all fine. Dallas has been playing great. They really have. I think that they've really got challenged by Seattle, which kudos Seattle, because I didn't see that coming, but they just kept going. But in the final game, Dallas kind of put their stamp on it, clamped down, and just really short-circuited the high-scoring offense of those Seattle Kraken. So here's the thing. I'm going Vegas. Because Vegas always wins.
What?
That's
what an analytical breakdown that was. Wow.
You know me, I'm not so much the X's and the O's. No, I mean, look, Vegas, not surprisingly, put Winnipeg out of the misery in the first round. Winnipeg was limping in the playoffs anyways. They really were a shell of the team that that they were early in the season when they looked their season when they were looking great. But then they went and they took care of the Oilers in six games.
Yeah.
The Oilers got their shots in. The Oilers got some stuff going there. But, I mean, you're talking about taking out a team with probably arguably the two best players in the world who both were playing great. Lots of other talent on that team. Players that, like, this was a team that was rolling pretty well. Their defense was playing some of the least bad hockey I've ever seen them play since their last notable Stanley Cup run when Ryan Smith was playing for them. I just don't think, especially with how vulnerable Ottinger looked last series, I don't think that they're going to be able to keep it together against Vegas. I think that the book is out on Ottinger right now. Anyways, he can always fix it later in the off season and work on things. But for right now, there's no time to fix manners and habits in this short period of time. So, yeah, I'm gonna grab Vegas. I think that they're just gonna keep on rolling, and I think we're gonna have an amazing Stanley Cup final where Vegas faces the Canes.
I'm taking Dallas. I took them first round, took them second round. I'm really high on them. I feel like, I know I just did a little spiel about speed. I think Dallas is a perfect blend of both. I think their defense is quite deep. I think I have a lot of faith in Jake Oettinger. I think his game seven rebound was beautiful. Shut Seattle out, basically was like, no, 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 you're not quite ready. I think Jason Robertson might get going here. He's only got two goals, which is not great in the two past years. He's only got three goals total in all the playoffs. That's three rounds. He's got three goals. He's got a breakout here sooner rather than later. I don't know what they feed Joe Pavelski. This is exactly what Tyler Seguin said. Whatever they're eating in that house is everybody should be. Miro Heiskanen is extremely underrated. Jamie Benn, he's kind of like the poor man's Matthew Tkachuk.
More like the old man's Matthew
Tkachuk. Yeah, definitely, no kidding. I'm going to take Dallas. I think I'm going to take Dallas in six. I really like them. I think the Aiden Hill wheels will fall off here. It's going to, you know what? It's going to be both these series. There's no clear favorite, is there? There's just not. I guess you could probably say Carolina, but then you look at it and you're like, Florida just eliminated the two big boys, right? Yeah. And these teams like the Montreal Canadiens, 0-4 Calgary Flames, 0-5 Edmonton Oilers, these teams of destiny like sometimes happen. The St. Louis Blues, right? Like they just happen. It was. And it's just got that feeling. And Dallas, they've been building this way slowly and the right way, not going out and overspending on free agents, not doing anything like that, paying their guys what they deserve. They basically, well, the Jake Oettinger fiasco last summer was a bit weird, I will admit that, but it worked out. I don't know. Give it to me. Give me Dallas. Give me Florida. Lock it in. I'm about to win this.
Wow. Wow. Dallas, Florida for yourself. Canes, Vegas for me. Well, I mean, at least this will put a stamp on it. This,
yeah.
Basically.
There's no bragging rights this year. We suck.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a real battle of mediocrity. I know. I'm not even second guessing it. I think the betting lines are going to even out because I think a lot of people are going to want to, you know, if they haven't already opened it, well, I'm sure they've opened by now. Carolina will be the favorite. Bettors are going to run all over that Florida line, and it's going to bring them back to about closer to even. But then that's when people are, the smart gamblers are going to put all their money on Carolina.
Because... Yeah, they got Florida at plus 120 and Carolina minus 140.
Yeah. Yeah, I would bet that that line's already kind of come down a little bit. It probably opened up a little bit more of a gap. But, yeah, I don't know. I think the Hurricanes are playing so well and unstoppable, and they've overcome – and you, to me, you could say similar things about the Knights. I mean, start of the season, we both kind of wrote them off. Like, they might be able to crack the wild card, but they don't have the goaltending. Turns out they do, or they don't need it because they're fine. Otherwise, the defense there is pretty stacked. I mean, you have your Matthew Tkachuk, you know, soul wound. And I can't help but watch this and see Alex Pietrangelo, you know, axe murderer actions aside, just still playing absolutely at a high level.
So good.
Just, I try to avoid spending too much time on the hockey Reddit boards, but could not help but make a comment at one point on the Blues one recently about I love Armstrong. Army is hands down probably the best or one of the best GMs or presidents, whatever, in the league. Just so good, so on the ball, seems to treat the players with a ton of respect and still gets the job done. But how can you not look at that and just be filled with regret that not only did you let him go because they didn't want to pay him that price, and he's proving right now that he's worth it, and we have had questionable defense since he left. Colton Parayko hasn't looked the same since Petro left. Tory Krug was not an adequate replacement. I don't care what the price point differential was. It stinks. It really stinks, especially in a year like this, where early on in the season, if we had, say, a Pietrangelo instead of a Krug on that back end, maybe the Blues are in the playoff hunt. Maybe the Blues are making a run instead of shipping out all their boys to having a slightly less early summer. sorry, O'Reilly and Tarasenko. But hey, we brought Sammy Blais home, and Sundqvist, is Oscar Sundqvist playing for the Golden Knights? So he's carrying the flag for us Blues right now.
And Barbashev looks good too for Vegas.
Barbie. Oh, Barbie's so good. Underrated. Just he's
top
he's
line.
His money this year. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's gonna get paid. He's gonna get paid. And he fits in nicely there with Eichel too. So it's sometimes those fits just happen. Although it feels like everybody that goes to Vegas fits in quite nicely. Is it just me? Like the luck of like all of a sudden players love playing in a warm climate with tons of gambling and tons of sponsorship deals. And yeah, it's got to feel great. I don't know. Again, sun all the time, no tax. Like, it's just, I don't know. A little jealous. A little jealous. Well, there's our picks. Tyler, Florida, Dallas, Mitts, Carolina, Vegas. Lock it in. Pick your poison. Ride or die with whoever you want. Ride with me. I'm a smoother driver. But still, that's it. That's the picks. And then we'll find out.
In case any of our listeners, the podcast thought that Twiggs was holding off for dramatic effect.
I was holding off for dramatic effect. That's what I was doing. Lie to our viewers. Dramatic effect.
Yeah.
Podcasting 101.
Will we be seeing this episode on YouTube this week?
Have I missed the last two, or is this the one? I think this is the last one.
I don't know.
Again, there's nothing like getting called out on the pot. You know?
Let me see. I think the last one I have is for the first round.
Oh, so I missed one. Oh, I've missed two because did we do two?
1 month. It's been two. Who's counting? We're all friends here. We're just having fun.
Hey, that was a good one too.
Yeah. And I think the best part is, and here's a little pull the back of the curtain, is Tyler does all the formatting work so that he can put it on YouTube, and then he sends me the file and I load it up for the audio podcast. And then what
Pay
Tyler
me
does?
more. Pay me more.
And Tyler goes up, kisses his wife, pats his child on the head, has a nice tall beer, and forgets to upload the podcast.
It's so true. It's so true. It's my bad. It's me. It's just me. That's I, you know what? We need an intern. Send in your resumes to mittsandtwigs@gmail.com. That email might not work, right. But we might get
it
them.
It probably does. I should check that. Let me check that right now. Nothing makes great content, but like impromptu mailbox checking.
I love mailbox.
Let's see. Let's do this. We're going to call this our listener, mailbox. These are all the messages we've gotten from our excited listeners out there.
Okay.
Totally planned, totally prepared. This is
love
definitely
it.
A very real professional. Let's see. Spotify for podcasters. Interesting name for a fan, but we love you. They said, your episode is processing. So I think that's a good thing. I think that sounds like a compliment.
It's a
to
plus.
Me. So
it's a
you.
plus.
Thank you for listening, Spotify for podcasters. Tell all your friends. Yep. I got to cancel LastPass. They were, they're not safe anymore. By all means, please email us at mittsandtwigspod@gmail.com so that in the future I can read your emails.
We'll take fan, loved ones, anything really. Content.
Yeah.
We just want content. Okay. Let's wrap this baby up so I can do the editing and then post it on YouTube. Maybe. 100%
maybe.
Will be.
Is that some of the dramatic tension you're building up?
Maybe yeah, did you like that one? Pay attention to YouTube. You might see us.
Yeah. It's the equivalent of those big studios producing a movie, they're putting it on the shelf and never showing it to anybody.
Hey, it's happened. Schneider cut. And then the fans wanted it. Give it to us. We're going to get that too. Give us those outdated episodes. I'll be like, here they are, people. Take them.
Yeah.
They're yours. Made for you.
You can watch my beard grow. Twig's mustache come in fuller and more beautiful each and every week.
I had to trim this bad boy. Okay.
Thank you all so much for listening. We love you so very much. We're so grateful. Be kind to each other out there. And until next week, stay classy.